You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet. Well,
fun stuff with our BetQL teammate, Joe Ostrowski, in the last segment. Again, Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, BetQL Daily. Michael Jenkins, Chelsea Messenger, get it started. Daily tip, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, coming up after us tonight and every night. BetMGM tonight with Ryan Horvat, Quinton Mayo, and Trista Crick, who was great on the show yesterday. Speaking of Trista, we'll get into Ken's hat situation as we move forward in today's show. I think Ken's going to get a lot of hats sent to him. If you don't know what we're talking about, don't worry. We will absolutely get to it moving forward here on today's show. Also coming up later on today's show, Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, Adam Rittenberg, ESPN, Power Hour, presented by Bet Rivers, final hour of the show, all our bets for tonight, and we close the show with golf bets for the Ryder Cup. But right now, we get back to the National Football League, and we do that with one of our absolute favorites here on You Better You Bet, the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books they don't want you to see. Download the BetQL app and visit BetQL.com. Today, you can also hear Baldy with Jason LaCanfora on Baldy's Breakdowns, with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. Baldy, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, wonderful Wednesday on BetQL. How you doing? How did week two treat you and yours?
Nick, Ken, I've been treated very well. I'm right where I need to be. I'm right in my film room here, NFL Films, and kind of still going through some of the matchups from last week and looking ahead, obviously, to this week's slate of games, man. It's just a great time of the year, period.
Baldy, I'm curious, because as somebody who watches like the tape of every single game, and I remember we even had you on in the preseason, and you were like, oh, teams are blitzing way more. Like you had this like big picture preseason opinion. Like, nobody's watching preseason games, and you're watching all the preseason games, and you just tend to notice like league-wide stuff, I feel like, that's going on, because you see so many different things. We played two full weeks of the NFL season. Does anything stand out to you, like kind of overarching things like scheme or how teams are playing, quarterback play, penalties and officiating, wherever you want to go, just things that you've seen kind of macro from 2 weeks so far?
You know, it's so I've been talking to certain people, you know, that I really respect this business. Nick, it's, you know, we just saw five quarterbacks go down last week, you know, whether it's Andy Dalton or Tua. I mean, you just go through the guys, you know, Fitzpatrick, five guys went down. Three others are on the injury report. Ben, David Carr, you know, Baker's a little shaken up. I mean, that's we're 2 weeks into it. And you watch these games, and there's just way, way too much empty sets, spread formations, all the stuff you see on Saturdays in college, especially like in the Big 12, if you watch the Big 12. I mean, it's just too much of it. And, you know, these guys are getting hit. And I don't know how many guys are going to be able to survive to the playoffs. Like, are we going to get 14 good quarterbacks in the playoffs? I don't know. The attrition rate looks awfully, you know, awfully large right now, and I'm worried about it, because I think we got to pull it back in. These guys are too fast. They hit too hard. They're too big, and these quarterbacks just aren't built to take it.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
One of those quarterbacks that's out right now is Andy Dalton, and that paves the way, Baldy, for Justin Fields to make his NFL starting debut Sunday on the road in Cleveland, where the Browns are 7-point favorites in that game. So two-part question. A, or I guess maybe it could be one, right? How do you expect Justin Fields to play in either B or two? Browns going to win this game by a touchdown or more? So how do you see it playing out on Sunday in Cleveland?
Well, the Browns, I think, are a better team. But, you know, there is going to be the Justin Fields effect. I saw Cleveland week one live against Kansas City announce that game. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes did a lot of things, extending plays that bothered Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney and Malik McDowell and some of the guys that were chasing him. And Justin Fields has, you know, that ability. And he does it in a way that, you know, he doesn't look like he's running for his life. I mean, he just looks like very natural escaping people. And I think he can keep his eyes up. So that's the X factor is, does Justin Fields give him that extra tick to get Allen Robinson open or Darnell Mooney or to find, you know, David Montgomery in a check down that maybe Andy Dalton can't and, you know, might never be able to. So that's the next factor. But I think Cleveland is a really good football team. I don't think, you know, obviously you're going to lose Juice Landry. I don't know if Odell Beckham is going to go yet. I've seen him warming up. He's been warming up the last 2 weeks. You know, it'd be nice if he gets the green light, but you don't want to put him out there before he's ready. So, you know, they're going to lean on the run game. And Chicago's defensive front against Cincinnati was awesome. They played really, really well. I think the line is right where it probably should be right now.
Baldy, the other game where today we had quarterback news that affected the point spread and, you know, obviously affects how we think about the game was in that Miami-Vegas game. And you kind of alluded to it, you know, with the quarterbacks taking so many big hits. So Tua has fractured ribs. He's not going to play for Miami. So it's going to be Jacoby Brissett against Vegas. We don't yet know the status of Derek Carr. It looks like he's trending toward playing, but we don't know the answer to that yet. I can tell you that in the betting market, Vegas at home against Miami and Jacoby Brissett is a 4-point favorite. So kind of knowing what you know about watching Jacoby Brissett the last few years with a variety of teams. And let's say we expect Carr to play. I mean, what can we expect in this game on Sunday?
Well, I saw Mike Mayock last Saturday and I talked to him for a long time at a college game about his team. And he feels like now they were 2-0 last year. They're 2-0 this year and they fell apart last year. But they look like a different team to me. I think they're much better in the defensive line. Max Crosby has hit quarterbacks in the last 2 weeks 10 times. Like, he hasn't been able to be stopped. He's playing, he's rebuilt his body. He's a real difference maker. But, you know, a lot of guys, K.J. Wright, you know, Denzel Perriman, they've got Jonathan Abram in the right spot this year. The corners, they're much better defensively than they were a year ago. Miami's got their work cut out. In an Allegiant Stadium, that will be rocking. I mean, that, you know, you got to handle the atmosphere. Jacoby's been in that before, but they got to handle that. I think, you know, the real test is the other side. Miami played very well defensively last week, but, you know, Josh Allen just made a couple of big plays that, you know, led to that blowout win. But they did not give up a lot of passing yards. They made them work for everything they got. And I'm sure that, you know, with Byron Jones and Xavier Howard, that, you know, they're going to lock up Bryan Edwards and Henry Ruggs, and then how do you handle Darren Waller? So I like the Raiders in this game to cover. I think they're a really pretty good football team right now. They'll be tested by Miami. They'll bounce back, but I don't like how Miami is protecting their quarterbacks. Buffalo blitzed them way too much, and they got home, and it really affected them. They were sacked the first two times they dropped back. I think everybody's kind of looking at that going, man, they got some protection problems. And it's not just the offensive line. Some of it is the scheme. So I think the Raiders are just much better defensively than Miami is offensively right now.
Baldy, did Mike Mayock say anything about how he feels about the fact that the national media throws him under the bus to protect John Gruden for the Cleveland Farrell pick and others? I'm just kidding. That's just my opinion here. We'll move on here. You want to get your thought here?
So he stayed away.
Yeah, listen, I meant like Mike Mayock's first pick, Cleveland Farrell, or John Gruden's the guy in charge, and people are caping up for John Gruden. Anyway, we'll move on here. Ben Roethlisberger's not 100%. We saw a report earlier today that Ben's, quote, going to be in pain when he throws on Sunday. I joked earlier, Ben's been in the NFL for so long. Baldy, you know this, you played. He probably is in pain when he's brushing his teeth. Like, I don't put a lot of stock into things like this. Steelers are a 3-point favorite against the Bengals. What about this game here? So Pittsburgh going to win by a field goal or more? Do you like the Bengals in this game? And what do you think we'll see from Ben Roethlisberger on Sunday?
Well, there's no question Ben took a beating on Sunday from the Raiders. I mean, he was beat really bad. They've got they got two rookies in the offensive line. It wasn't just their fault. They can't get the ball down the field. And if Ben holds it, he's getting hit. So, you know, he's not a guy that wants to nickel and dime. I mean, he had Antonio Brown for a long time, and he had guys that could just scoot and go. And, you know, that's how he made his living, with the deep ball for a long time. And, you know, he's just not – I just don't think he can hold it long enough. And so they're throwing it underneath. Cincinnati is a much better defense than at any point in the last few years. They've really upgraded their defense. I like what they're doing right now. Pittsburgh's defensive line is just completely, I don't know what TJ Watt, he played 18 snaps last week. You know, I mean, yes, he's a dominant player, but I don't know what his groin situation is being like. You know, they signed Taco Charlton, guys. Like, I mean, I've seen Taco play for three teams. And, I mean, you know, maybe he puts a black and gold uniform on and he'd be – you know, he becomes Superman, but I don't think he's going to give him much. They're beat up everywhere. I mean, I like Cincinnati, you know, in this game right now.
Baldy, there are a couple games in the 4:25 Eastern window on Sunday where the betting markets expect like very like high scoring shootout type games. And one of them is, I think, one that we're all excited to watch, which is between Tampa and the Rams in Los Angeles. The total in this game, the over under is 56. It's basically the highest total game we've had this season. Tampa is a small favorite. So obviously want your opinion on, you know, what you think of both teams, who you think is going to win, but also like, do you expect a shootout in this game?
I do expect a shootout in this game because I think that's how Sean McVay thinks it's going to be. Now, you know, I mean, Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald make a difference. I mean, those are the two best football players that Tampa has faced this year. They're dominant. But you know, I think Tom Brady and his whole staff, Clyde Christensen, coordinators, Bruce Arians, the whole group, I mean, I think they'll have a plan for Aaron Donald. Doesn't mean they're going to stop him. But Tom Brady's thrown 9 touchdown passes this year. If you leave Mike Evans singled up and maybe Jalen Ramsey gets on him, I mean, like he did last week, he's going to beat you. Gronk is going to beat you. Godwin's going to beat you. Antonio Brown can definitely beat you. I mean, Tom Brady's going to throw to the open guy. So you can't cover. I just don't think you cover them all. and the offense line is really good. So, yeah, I think, you know, the 56-point, total, I think that's how Sean McVay is going to call it. Like, he's going to say, okay, we got you, Matt Stafford, for a reason, for these kind of games. And, you know, maybe we got to throw to more than just Cooper Kupp, although nobody's been able to cover him yet. So I'm anxious. I'm anxious to see, you know, what this is going to look like. But I can see this game getting to the 30s for sure. Well, in fact, I did the Rams-Tampa game 2 years ago. And in that game, Tampa set a team record for points scored in the game. You can look it up. I think it was like 55 points.
That's the Jameis Winston game, right? Yeah, Jameis started for Tampa in that game. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I was in the Coliseum that day. And it was close to 100 points that day between those two teams.
Better you bet BetQL. A couple more minutes here with Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger with Nick and Ken here on this wonderful Wednesday. Baldy, Vic Fangio, I don't think he meant to like kind of throw Urban Meyer under the bus, but he said earlier today that he talked to Urban, met Urban for the first time before or after the game this past Sunday when the Broncos beat the Jaguars by 10. And Urban said to him that coaching in the NFL is like playing against Alabama every single week. And you know the rumors are out there that Urban's in over his skis, right? And that, like, this is not going to – he's not long for Jacksonville. The USC job is open. And, like, it's been a disaster the first 2 weeks. They're not running the ball. Trevor Lawrence throwing YOLO balls. He's not checking it down. It seems like a mess right now in Jacksonville. Their touchdown 7.5-point home underdog is against Arizona on Sunday. How's this going to play out on Sunday? And is this Urban Meyer experiment, in your eyes, destined for failure?
Well, I think Urban's learning a lot. Remember now, Jimmy Johnson came into this league with the number one pick in the draft, much like Urban, and they went 1-15. And Jimmy Johnson blew it all up. I mean, blew out his offense coordinator, brought Norv Turner in. Got in the draft room and just started drafting players and making trades and just took control of the whole thing. And I have a feeling that's what Urban's going to do. Like, I think he's sitting back. He's evaluating it. He's not taking it lightly. I think he's taking it very seriously. I think he's got a good owner, just the way initially, you know, Jimmy had a good owner. I'm not saying anything bad about Jerry Jones, believe me. But, I mean, they were working together. He got what he wanted. And I think Shad Khan will give Urban whatever he needs, all kinds of new plans for facilities and all this stuff. But I believe that's what Urban's going to do. I think he's just evaluating everybody right now. You know, Trevor Lawrence threw for 118 yards. Against that, you know, Vic Fangio defense the other day. He completed more balls to players on the sideline than he did to his own team. You know, it was awful. But that it's not a knock on Trevor. The receivers aren't good. They don't run good routes. Some of the stuff that they do is not fitting to Trevor Lawrence, and that's an elite defense that he's going against. I mean, Denver does things that nobody else in this league does defensively. You don't know what they're doing until after the snap. Denver gets beat a little bit by doing that, but you don't know. They line up in the exact same defense every play, and at the snap they move. And that's hard for any young player. And I'm sure Urban's looking at that going, yeah, that's like Alabama. You know, I mean, it is in some ways, but that's all right. I think Urban is smart enough to know what he needs and who he needs. And they can float those USC rumors out there. And yeah, he could go there and recruit like he did at Florida and USC and Utah, whatever, and win. But I think he's taking this challenge on, and I don't think he's running from it.
Baldy, we literally have like 5 or 10 seconds here. Give us a final score prediction Thursday Night Football, Panthers against Davis Mills and the Texans in about 5 to 10 seconds.
It's easy. I mean, Carolina's an elite team right now. I'll say 34-10.
All right, so Carolina and the over from Brian Baldinger. Baldy, we love having you on the show. Hope you get out on a nature walk soon. Sounds like you've been inside for a while, and we'll talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet, my friend.
All right, you got it.
The great Brian Baldinger here on You. You got to remind the names right that time. That was good. Yeah. Thanks, Baldy on You Better You Bet. Coming up next, thanks, Ken. Whenever you prefer, part one.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.